because someone has to say it, and no one does it better than Inez Says.
All right, welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. I appreciate you being here. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Of course, you can find it right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And please join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Stream us right there in the WDBO app. All right, let's go ahead and catch up with U.S. Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida today here on the Inez Says Podcast. On the docket with the senator today, abortion, as Republicans try to forge some middle ground there, the impeachment of DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. But I begin with Senator Scott by asking him about something that we are all dealing with. Inflation is not going away here, Senator. How much of that, in your opinion, Senator, how much of that is on Joe Biden and this White House's policies?
It's the Democrats in the White House, it's Democrats in Congress, and a few Republicans that can't live within our means. Look, inflation is not going to go away if we can't balance our budget. We're running $2 trillion deficits year after year after year. We're not even close to balancing our budget. So what that's doing is causing massive inflation. So the Democrats all vote for it, Biden's all in for it, and a few Republicans are in for it. So it's not going to go away. On top of that, you can't get inflation down if you do everything you can to cause gas prices to go up. And if you look at what Biden's doing by making it more difficult to drill safely in America, that's causing gas prices to be up. So I think they're up, 40% since he got elected? So, look, this is not going away. I grew up in a very poor family. We live in public housing. I watched my mom struggle with this. What they're doing is they must hate poor people because the rich, you got assets, they're probably going up. You have a little gold right now, it's probably going up. But guess who's getting hurt? People who don't own much. What they're seeing is their food prices are up, their gas prices are up. If they're renting a house, that's way up. If they're buying a house, that's unbelievably up. If they're buying anything on credit, look at what's happening to interest rates. It's unbelievably devastating to poor families in this country.
Yeah, devastating to the middle class as well, Senator. I mean, I get depressed every time I walk out of Publix. I mean, there's no getting around inflation. Prices are up like 19% since Biden took office. He said yesterday that the bad numbers may delay an interest rate cut by a month or so. At this rate, are interest rates ever going to come down?
Well, if you look at it, interest rates are moving up. Scott, think about it as simple as this. If you have to sell another $2 trillion of treasuries a year, where are you going to find the buyers? Think about that. That's about 8% of our entire GDP. You've got to find new buyers that are going to buy our treasuries. What's the chance that that's going to go down? If that doesn't go down, your mortgage rates are not going down. Your car payment interest rates are not going down. I mean, the credit card rates are not going down. And that's what's happening. I mean, it's as simple as the government is taking up all of the slack of any extra money of people that might invest. And so one, it's getting harder for you to get money from the bank, right, if you're a small business. What the Federal Reserve has done by paying people basically not to lend people that are having business or starting a business, I mean, it's all devastating. I mean, Scott, we have 100 million people working age not working in this country for a variety of reasons. One, we pay people not to work. Number two is the economy is bad. And, we're losing full-time jobs month after month after month. And these new jobs are all part-time. We're losing full-time jobs. Why are we losing full-time jobs? Because the Biden administration has new regulations every day that makes it harder for employers. Well, guess what? Employers are going to hire less people. And they're going to say, well, that applies to full-time. It doesn't apply to part-time. So here's, worker, I'm only going to give you 25 hours a week. If you need to go get two jobs. So now they have to go get two jobs to make ends meet.
It's just crazy, crazy expensive to live right now. I want to move on to November here, Senator Scott. What about the election? You're up for re-election. The Democrats apparently feel as if this Senate race is gettable here, especially now that abortion is going to be on the ballot in November. What are your thoughts about that, Senator?
First off, I wouldn't run against me because what's going to happen by the time if you get through the primary on the other, there's three Democrats running right now. If you get through the primary, I'm going to make sure everybody knows where you stand. Guess where the Democrats stand on abortion. They should say they should never want to talk about abortion, because you know where they stand? They all voted to support crushing a baby's skull and a 9-month term. They've all voted to say a healthy baby born alive can just be left in the corner and die, cry itself to death. So, look, I am pro-contraception. I am pro-IVF. I got a family member going through IVF. I think we ought to have reasonable limitations. It's a tough decision for moms. Anybody's thinking about doing an abortion, it's a horrible choice they have to make. Let's make it easier to do adoption. Let's make it cheaper to do adoption. Let's be compassionate about what people are going through.
I know we've seen former President Trump try to come to the middle on the abortion topic. We saw that statement earlier this week, Senator. I know you and other Republicans have tried or softened your stances a little bit on the topic, because it's become a holy grail for Democrats, as you just said. So heading toward the election, what is your message on abortion going to be here?
My message is real simple. Number one, I support contraception. I support IVF. I've always supported that. Number two is I support babies. I'm pro-life. I know we've got to be compassionate. We have to have reasonable limitations. The Democrats are absolutely barbaric in what they're doing to crush a baby's skull at 9 months, let a healthy baby cry itself to death. So I'm going to continue to be pro-life, knowing we need to have reasonable limitations, be very compassionate with what women's going through. And I'm explaining where the Democrats are. And Democrats should never want to talk about abortion, because they are barbaric in their position.
Senator, what about DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, his impeachment in the House? He's been impeached there. Now it goes to you guys in the Senate. And yet there's been a delay here. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday. What's going on with the Mayorkas thing on Capitol Hill right now, Senator?
The Democrats are scared to death of the issue. They know it's toxic what they've done to allow all the drugs in, the criminals, the terrorists into our country. They know it's toxic, so they don't even have a trial. I mean, think about it. They were it was so fun to have a trial when Trump got impeached. But Mayorkas, well, we don't want to do that. So what they're going to try to do is dismiss it, table it. So it's wrong. I mean, the guy lied to Congress. He lied to me personally. And in testimony, I'm on Homeland Security Committee. He's clearly dereliction of duty when you look at what the open southern border. So he ought to be impeached. But the bottom line is, we ought to have a trial. But he ought to want a trial. He ought to say, hey, look, I am innocent. Mm. He should say, I want a trial in the Senate, and I'm going to prove that I didn't do anything wrong. That's what he should want. But Biden can't afford people to know what's happening. He can't. Schumer can't afford it, because they know it's toxic. So they're going to do everything they can. So what we're going to do is try to make sure everybody understands what they're doing is, first off, completely in contrast to what's ever happened before in the Senate. We've never done this. You got impeached by the House, you have a trial. So it's unprecedented what they're doing. So I guess the next time when Trump wins, they want to impeach him again, we don't have to have a trial again.
And before I let you go, Senator, I wanted to ask you about Israel. You have this White House trying to tell the Prime Minister Netanyahu what he can and can't do in the war against Hamas. Netanyahu says that an offensive is coming in Rafah in southern Gaza. The White House not happy about it. What's your take on this White House's treatment of Israel during this war with the Hamas terrorists?
Well, I was in Israel 2 weeks ago. I met with Prime Minister Netanyahu. I met with the defense minister, foreign minister, and members of the war cabinet. I went to a place where Hamas killed 63 people. I'd been there before, Kfar Aza, little kibbutz down right on the border. I went to where the music festival was. I met with the IDF. We have 8 American families, 3 with Americans dead in Gaza, where Hamas won't give the bodies back, 5 where they're still alive. So I met with those families. So number one, we've got to give Israel the freedom and the space to go destroy Hamas. They have to destroy Hamas. It's good for the world when they destroy Hamas. Number two is, do you remember any wars Biden's won? I don't personally. Oh, did he serve? I don't think so. So I don't know how he becomes some war expert. Number three is, we've got to hold Qatar responsible. They need to get those hostages out. If they could get the hostages out today, if they won those hostages out, and they need to expel, put in prison, turn over the Hamas leader sitting in Qatar right now. And finally, we have all got to hold Iran accountable. This is all caused by Iran. It's caused by the stupid position that Biden has taken to give Iran more money. This is crazy.
Thanks to U.S. Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida for being on the Inez Says podcast today. That's going to wrap it up for the podcast. Join me on the radio every weekday morning. Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.